Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen. Welcome back to Fit for a Queen. We're happy to have Emily Klee with us today. Emily is a clinical mental health athletic counselor as well as program coordinator for athletes connected within the Performance Psychology Athletic Counseling Unit in the University of Michigan Athletic Department. Within this dual role, Emily is responsible for providing direct clinical care using evidence-based practices to student athletes, consulting with coaches, conducting team presentations and educational programming, working tentatively with support staff across the University of Michigan Athletic Campus, as well as consulting with athletic departments across the country. Emily received her master's in social work in 2016 from the University of Michigan with an emphasis on social work and sports, working directly with student athletes to improve their mental health. Emily received training at the University of Michigan Athletic Department as a member of the Performance Psychology Athletic Counseling Team for 2 years as part of her master's degree. While in her master's program, she became a member of the Athletes Connected Team, eventually taking over as program coordinator in the fall of 2016. Athletes Connected is a program within the Performance Psychology Athletic Counseling Unit and is aimed at destigmatizing and normalizing help-seeking behaviors among the student-athlete population. The program is built on an outreach and educational platform to provide resources, conduct research, and normalize mental health along the continuum of well-being. Athletes Connected has become a resource used on campuses across the country to change the culture of mental health among the athlete population.
Emily was also one of the directors of the Wolverine Support Network. This program was established at the University of Michigan in 2014 and provides peer-to-peer support groups for students across campus. These groups are led by students who receive training from the Counseling and Psychological Services Department on campus. Originally hailing from Kentucky, or my daughter called it Tucky, Emily attended the University of Michigan for her undergraduate degree in psychology on a swimming scholarship. While at Michigan, she became an NCAA champion in the 1650 freestyle, Big Ten Swimmer of the Year, and is the former Michigan and Big Ten record holder in the 500, 1000, and 1650 yard freestyle events. So she knows what she's talking about, huh? Emily went on to have an illustrious professional swimming career, competing for the United States in 14 different countries. She was a member of the U.S. national team for 10 years and competed at the World Championships twice, the Pan Pacific Championships, the Pan American Games, and the World University Games, ultimately becoming the first American to win the FINA World Cup circuit in the 10K event. Emily is a member of the National Association of Social Workers and the National Alliance of Social Workers in Sport. Emily is certified in trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy and specializes in cognitive behavioral therapy, depression disorders, anxiety disorders, athletic and performance optimization, confidence building, as well as stress and anxiety management. Whew. Quite a background. Yeah. Welcome.
That was long.
And quite an athlete, too. Emily, we're so excited to have you on. We're pretty passionate about talking about college athletes and mental health, and I'm really excited to hear more about your program at Michigan. So the main reason we wanted you on is that we feel that there's this belief that athletes are immune to mental health. You know, they have to be strong in body and mind. Do you find this to be true statistically? And what are you seeing on college campuses in general when it comes to athletes and mental health?
I think sport provides a lot of protective factors. It's an automatic community. It, as they say, with depression and anxiety, exercise helps with symptoms. So it provides different protective factors for each individual athlete. But with those, it also has added sort of pressure managing as student athletes in college. You have to not only manage your sport and perform well in your sport, but also manage school, manage friendships, relationships, everything that a normal student manages as far as stress is a little bit elevated with an athlete because of time demands and because of pressure of performance in sport. So while sport is great in many ways, add some stress to some individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a belief that the athletes have it easy, that they have access to all these things, but I don't think people understand the schedule that they have too. And it is, pretty stressful.
They've done research in the NCAA, and this was a couple of years ago, but between school and sport, D1 athletes were spending between 75 and 80 hours just on those two alone. That's not taking into account sleep, eating, social life, family, anything else that are part of a normal life. 80 hours a week, which is two full-time jobs mm-hmm. for student athletes when they're also trying to discover who they are.
Absolutely. That is crazy when you put it in those hours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? I know you talked a little bit about that. Are some factors or special circumstances that can put an athlete at risk for mental health struggles?
I think that as you go into college, there's always an adjustment period. A lot of people come to college and they're moving from across the country. They're moving from around the world. And they're no longer in these sometimes nice safety nets of having family or having structure of school is from this time to this time and your practice is from this time to this time. In college, classes can go at any time during the day. You don't necessarily have your family there. You're living in a room with another person that you may never have had to do before, managing your own time, managing when you have to study, as well as how you perform and making friends. There's a lot of adjustment that happens that first year of college. And so we see a lot of people who sometimes struggle with that adjustment, as well as kind of managing, okay, who am I now? College is self-exploration, away from family and away from that comfort zone. And that can sometimes cause some added stress and pressure. So there's a lot of different factors that can play. We're also seeing an increased number of students coming in who have previously been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, or another disorder coming in. So we're just hopeful that we can continue the care and provide whatever they need while they're here for them to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I work with UMKC student athletes, and it's funny, you'll get them in for, they're not performing well, and then you shut the door and they start talking, well, I'm not eating the cafeteria food because I always had mom's home cooking, you know, three meals, and she would bring my lunch, and it's like, oh, I could see where that's an adjustment, or they've never cooked for themselves at all, so.
Mm-hmm. And every year's a new adjustment. Every year it's a new team. Your seniors leave, new freshmen come in, it's a new environment and a new dynamic, so while the first year tends to be in, every year after that is still a continued adjustment.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I didn't think about that.
So what is helpful for the athletes in terms of support and treatment, and how can treatment be a barrier for this population, some of the stigmatism that goes around it?
So that's one of the things that Athletes Connected has tried to do is reduce that stigma. We're seeing more and more student athletes reaching out for help, which is really, really amazing. And across the country, you see more and more articles being posted of people sharing how they did struggle. Athletes are not immune to struggle. Athletes are not immune to stress. And so providing resources so that when they do want to reach out or when they do notice signs and symptoms of struggling, they know where to go. In regards to the stigma, our first year with Athletes Connected, we did focus groups, and some of the largest things that we heard were, I can't let my coach know because I'm afraid it'll affect my playing time. I'm afraid it'll affect, how people treat me. I have to tough it out. I'm an athlete. I need to just buck up and manage it. And I think that that's a common theme within student athletes. And a lot of it is shifting for female student athletes. We're seeing more open to talking and open to kind of getting the help that they need, whether it's along that whole entire continuum of sport performance to a diagnosis, resources available, some of that stigmatization within some of the male sports, especially the high aggression sports or those that feel like they have to be more macho and in terms of being able to perform. And so I still see some work needing to be done in those areas to get those student athletes the help as well.
That's great. I know Kara always sends me, have you checked out this video? She loves your videos that you guys have on your website. So we'll be sure to put that in the show notes.
I think it's just a great way to access athletes, the videos that you've posted through the program. I think they're super cool.
Yeah. So
it's that feeling of not alone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hearing other athletes' stories.
Yeah. Are those actual student athletes on your video?
Yes, every video that we've created are either a current or a former student athlete at Michigan. And it's, again, just about sharing their people feel like they're not alone. Every video has some type of message that can be translatable into any area of life. So while they have a specific story and you may not relate to that specific story, the message behind their story, I believe any athlete, any regular student, anybody can relate to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely post some of those so our audience can check them out too.
So this program at University of Michigan, the Athletes Connected, seems to be such a unique program. Tell us what you kind of have coming up in the future and how other schools can model this.
Yeah, so again, we started in 2014. We received the Innovation and Research and Practice Grant through the NCAA, which any school is able to apply for. And that's what started Athletes Connected. We wanted to, again, create a program that destigmatized and normalized help-seeking behaviors. So we've been able to grow from that year. Each year, we do different research projects with our student athletes, just kind of overall culture in athletics and mental health and how student athletes perceive mental health support. We've done one on what's going to resonate more with a student athlete, reading an article or seeing a video, and seeing a video was a little bit easier. And then we've also done one looking at how mental health affects performance with a small cohort of student athletes. Some things that we have coming up in the future this year, we've been really focusing in on how injury affects mental health, two videos. And we're going to release a third video in the spring. Each video, the first one was a season-ending injury, so a surgery or something that holds you out and have to redshirt for a year. The second one was recurring injuries, because a lot of times athletes will have an injury that then flares up again at another time or flares up again at another time, and how frustrating that can be. And then our third one is going to be on career-ending injuries and different opportunities that coaches can actually look into to support student-ending injury, whether it be coming on as a student coach and keeping them involved with the team. Career-ending injuries are really hard because that's part of identity. So we've been increasing the articles that we've been producing on our website. The fun thing that is coming up next year is I'm getting certified in restorative yoga. So we provide support groups every other week. We'll alternate weeks of a restorative yoga session and a support group session. So each week there will be something available.
Fantastic. I think that's super cool. I think it's so amazing that athletes have access to this on campus. I mean, it has to help so much in terms of mental health, obviously, but performance too, when it comes to that. Have you noticed that obviously more students athletes coming forward and receiving help?
We've added another clinician within our staff. I think we're the only university in the country that has four clinicians just for student athletes that are housed in the athletic department. And we also have an intern who is in the School of Social Work and studying to become a clinician. So they're also able to see student athletes, and all of our schedules are booked. And so it just shows that the more that you talk about it and the more that you say, hey, it's okay, to reach out. One of the big things I talk about as I consult with people across the country is make sure that before you start a program like this, you have the resources in place. Cause if you open the door and there's nowhere for them to go, it can actually increase that stigma of, okay, I'm ready to talk and now there's nothing for me.
Exactly. That's a very good point. Yeah. Well, I hope other universities follow suit for you guys, because I think it's a great resource for athletes. So, Emily, at the end of every interview, we like to ask our interviewees how they live out the fit philosophy, being so busy and an athlete as well. So how do you find the balance in your life? How do you focus on performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self?
That is a great question. As a young professional trying to build my resume, I will say that I'm not the best at it. My husband's in med school, so we get to find there for each other. But one of the things that I do, and yes, it's kind of another job, but I really do love it, is I coach in the evenings, and I coach 4 to 8-year-olds in swimming, and just working with young kids and just seeing the passion and the innocence. And when you walk up to them and you say, "How was your day?" And somebody will say, "I got in a fight with a robot today." It's just, it makes you laugh and smile and just kind of reminds you that some of the stressors that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, it's kind of rejuvenating to see little kids and get to work with their passion at a different level.
Absolutely. And seeing young kids in a sport just like having fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, Emily, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate your information that you've given us on college athletes. So thanks so much for being on, Emily.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye, Queens.
Thank you to our sponsor today, Sentimano Counseling. Sentimano Counseling is the premier perinatal mental health practice in Kansas City, treating mood disorders during pregnancy and postpartum, perinatal loss, infertility, eating, and exercise disorders. Go to sentimano.com for further information about the practice and services. For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FitForAQueen.
Hashtag fit for a queen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, queens.